Well, let's go ahead and get started with today's Mindful Mondays. My name is Justin, and I'm here with Bluebird Botanicals to host today's Mindful Mondays. Just a reminder that Mindful Mondays is a 10 to 15 minute meditation along with the Bluebird Botanicals crew, in which we guide you through some sort of meditation or relaxation or contemplative practice, and we'll be led by a different Bluebird each week. And today I will be leading you through how to do nothing. So you can go ahead and just get yourself in a comfortable position. That can be sitting up as we are, perhaps using a cushion or not. You're also welcome to lay down and not look at us and just listen to the sounds of our voice and let that guide you. So go ahead and get yourself comfortable. And as you find that position, maybe just begin to notice your body for a moment. Now we have to do a few things. We have to do something to reach the point of being able to do nothing. So the first thing I want you to do is become aware of your body. Become aware, perhaps, of points of tension. Now there are the necessary points of tension if you're sitting, if you're sitting up. And if you're lying down, there are points of tension that maybe need to be there to hold you up. But go ahead and find those points of tension that are unnecessary. Perhaps in your shoulders, your face, your neck, lower back, maybe your legs, maybe you're holding or gripping. A lot of people hold in their hips. You need to go ahead and let that go. And as you continue to relax, you can automatically notice your breath just beginning to slow, perhaps deepen. Maybe inviting your breath a little bit deeper than you were inviting it before. Deeper down or deeper up. Up into your chest or down into your lower back and abdomen. And as your breath deepens, you can go ahead and shift your awareness to your breath. Maybe notice the rhythm, notice the quality. And I promise we'll get to doing nothing in a moment, but we're just setting the ground for that. But go ahead and just continue to breathe, noticing your breath. If thoughts come up, that's perfectly fine. We're not looking to push the thoughts away. We're just looking to develop an awareness of what's there. And just continue to notice. Be with it. And I again ask you to invite yourself to deepen your breath just a little bit more, a little bit deeper, a little bit more relaxed in your body. Now, some of you may have your eyes open, some of you may have your eyes closed, as I didn't instruct either. What I want you to do now is, whether your eyes are open or closed, is to just relax your gaze. And yes, you may have a focal point with your eyes closed, and that's okay. But just find a complete relaxation in your line of awareness, in your sight, and just let that relax. And now what I want you to do is focus on the periphery. Focus on the very peripheral of your vision. Again, eyes open or closed. Imagine you're looking at the sides, just to the left and the right of your head, or if your eyes are closed, as if you were looking like towards the sides of the inside of your head. And just let your awareness completely relax as though you're seeing everything in front of you. And hold that. And as you find maybe difficulty in really expanding your line of sight now, you can go ahead and just stop trying. Stop doing anything now. Stop trying to do something specific. Stop trying to be something. Stop trying to look a certain way. And give yourself permission right now to just be where you are. Be exactly where you are. If you're trying to relax your body, relax that part of you that's trying to relax your body. If you're attempting to relax your gaze, let go of that part of you. It's all welcome. It's all allowed to be here. And that's okay. But right now, don't give in. Just notice what comes up and be. If you notice yourself attempting to focus on your breath, let go of that. And take a step back and just be aware of everything that's coming up. Watching it. Not engaging. Just watching. Sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to just do nothing. Even in contemplative practice, even with meditation, sometimes people are compelled, myself included, to really try and do something. This is the moment where we can all let go and just be. Because something is what you are compelled to do naturally, and that's okay. But nothing is something worth doing. And you can do that now. If you notice yourself trying to do things, that's okay. You can thank yourself for that. Thank yourself for trying to keep you occupied, take care of you. But let it go and just be. Wherever you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. If you can't trust yourself in that, you can trust me. Where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. And just let yourself be here. Naturally, the mind wants to grasp onto something. And that's natural. So perhaps intentionally now, allow yourself to just throw your brain a bone and let yourself focus back onto your breath. That's right, shift your intention now back to your breath. Again, notice the quality of your breath. Notice the speed, the depth. And as we're taking a step away from doing nothing and transitioning back into doing something, go ahead and just allow yourself to slow your breath down just a little bit. Funny piece of information is that you'll gain way better control over your nervous system from taking long, slow, rhythmic breaths over taking a deep breath. Don't take a deep breath. Allow yourself to just take long, slow breaths. And perhaps, seeing what happens, if you just extend the length of your exhale a little bit more with each breath. With the breath as your anchor, the focus, go ahead and check back in with your body. Maybe those points of tension that were there before, maybe new points of tension. Or maybe you're compelled to focus on what feels really relaxed. What feels super let go after that? What feels just ridiculously juicy and fluid in your body? Can it become more fluid? Can it become more relaxed? Can you let your breath deepen in length even more? We're just playing here. We're just finding out what we can do. We're using the privilege of having functioning brains in which we can guide our body, guide our focus, and feel a certain way. And let's direct that privilege into just letting us be right here in this moment. And now, shifting your attention from your breath, perhaps to a point in your body. And I invite you to choose a point that doesn't require much modulating or much shifting in how you feel that you should experience it. So perhaps your heart center, your solar plexus, womb space, forehead, point between your eyebrows, the third eye. Just a point where you're able to shift your awareness and really feel. Some people may want to feel the skin or the air against the skin. Some people may be more drawn to feeling the energetic sensation. Some people may want to feel the internal, the organs. Whatever that means to you, choose that point and direct your awareness to it. And again, thoughts come up. We are not pushing the thoughts away. We are not engaging with the thoughts. We are noticing them and then coming back. It's the ultimate challenge. And it takes a lot of practice. This is why we do this every week. Like a muscle, coming back to one point. Not pushing away, not engaging. It's a game of touch and go with the thoughts. And although we are doing something and focusing on a point, this practice will build strength in allowing you to do nothing, like lifting weights. So if thoughts have come up or you've shifted your awareness, you can come right back to that point in your body that you initially chose. And as you focus on that point, if you notice yourself compelled to do something else, perhaps breathing in a certain way, perhaps trying to look super meditative-y or stoic, just let that all go and just come back to that point. And finally, you can gradually shift your awareness from that point back to your whole body. And prepare yourself to again do something. But the next something that you'll do is not going to be through my guidance. It's going to be through your own will. And some people notice that after giving themselves a chance to do absolutely nothing, when they do something, they're more engaged, more present, more with it. So as we shift out of this practice, I invite you to really notice when you're separating, when you're checking out of whatever it is you're doing, no matter how intentional or mundane or profound, whatever you choose to do after this practice is, just really let yourself be with what it is that you're engaging with. And I can promise you that your life will be far richer if you are with your body and not stuck in your head. And if your eyes are closed, you can go ahead and let them open back up. If your gaze is still completely relaxed, you can begin to choose a focus point, bringing that light little tension back into your eyes, coming back, allowing your breath to return to whatever rate it was, although it's likely it may just naturally be slower and deeper by now. And I want to thank you all for joining us today. Again, Mindful Mondays happen at 9:30 Mountain Time every Monday, and you can tune in live with us, Facebook or Instagram, and allow yourself to take a moment. Sometimes we'll do something, and sometimes we will do nothing. Thank you all so much, and have a lovely day.